here we are inside the theater where an eager audience is waiting to view the world premiere showing of Hector Smith's moving picture, the Korn Center Glory Review. The house is filled to capacity and many people are standing. Mayor Schultzenhammer and his daughter Hortense are occupying the box on the opposite side of the theater. The mayor is bowing and greeting many of his friends as he recognizes them in the audience. Let's see, who else is here that I know? Well, in the front row is Mrs. Pinkley and Captain Pinkley. And right across the aisle from them is Joe Bush. Oh, it's about one, two, three, yes, three rows behind Joe is Mrs. and Mr. Harold Newbride. And a few rows behind, that cheering is for Hector Smith. He's just entered the Schultzenhammer box and is shaking hands with the mayor. Now he's sitting down and chatting with Hortense. Hortense is all smiles and looks as pretty as a picture. It's certainly a great night for Hector. It looks as if, they've just turned out the house lights, so the picture will start any second now. It's too bad we haven't television so you people could see it, but at least you can hear it. They say that, there it goes, there's the title, and the picture's started.
Sakes, I wonder how I look on the screen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here I am in the movies and master of ceremonies in this big Korn Center Glory Review. It was made right here in Korn Center and mostly by Korn Center people, all except this orchestra right behind me here. And speaking of the orchestra, they're going to play a number, a very pretty little thing that's got quite a story attached to it. The story is this. It seems that there was a father and son on a farm cutting hay, but the son didn't like it there, so he ran away to the city and left his poor, poor old father on the farm to cut the hay. Well, the son didn't make good in the city, and pretty soon he was so broke that he had to polish shoes for a living. Just think of that, shine shoes for a living. So the moral of this story is, father makes hay while the sun shines. Are you boys all ready, George?
Sure.
Then on with the show. Okay, Korn Center. This next scene is a very magnificent thing. Very, very magnificent. This is Hector Smith, Master Ceremony. 1 million beautiful dancing girls will, maybe that's not quite a million, 1,000. 1,000 beautiful, let's make it 100. We're going to present a scene with 100 beautiful, with two beautiful girls. Two girls anyway. And just a second, I see what these fellas want. Yes, sir. What do you want?
Oh, Mr. Smith, I and my brother have a part in your moving picture.
Well, what's your name?
We're the Sapp brothers.
Oh, your name's Sapp, huh? Say, you aren't one of those famous family of Boston Sapps, are you?
Oh, we feel it right here in Korn Center.
Oh, I see. You're just an ordinary chap. Well, what can you do in the picture?
We can tell jokes and sing.
Well, tell jokes and sing, huh? Well, all right. You go ahead and tell me your funniest joke. Let's hear it.
Well, it's riddle. Why is a puppy in the refrigerator like kissing your girl?
Let's see. Why is a puppy in the refrigerator like kissing your girl?
That's it. And the answer is, Because it's doggone height.
Is that your best joke?
Uh-huh.
Well, then I think you better sing, the both of you.
An uncle by the name of Jerry. He's got a farm, a great big farm, 2,000 acres on the very best land in the whole United States. He's got a reputation in the village, known as a dude, a darn dude. He would never do in New York City, but in his hometown.
I'll have to sing another song myself. Say, George, can you play that bullfight song from the opera of Motorman and Conductor?
No. You mean from the opera of Carmen?
Yes. That's it. I knew it had something to do with the streetcar. Well, go ahead and play the bull song.
Okay.
Go ahead, play it. Wait, that's not the bull song.
Why, certainly it's the bull song.
No, the bull song, you know, it goes like this. Oh, bull, lead me, it follows, and there is no... Oh, wait a minute. How do you do? What you want?
Oh, well, how dare you speak to me? You don't know me.
No, but my brother does.
Well, is that any reason why you should tip your hat to me? That's because your brother knows me?
Well, you see, it's my brother's hat.
Oh, gee. I say, you tickle me.
What did you say?
I say, you tickle me.
Oh, gosh, for God's sake. You tickle me first. Well, what are you going to sing?
Oh, I'm going to sing a song for you. All the girls are crazy about a first little lad. Although he's very, very bad, he could be all so good when one is two. A bad or a good, he's understood, but loving other things. For every girl in town to follow him around, just to hold his hand and to sing. Oh, Hector, how you can
look.
Oh, Hector, heavens above. You make my sad heart a jungle with joy. And when you're near, oh, I just can't sit still a minute. I'm so, oh, Hector, please tell me, dear. Oh, what makes me love you so? You're not handsome, it's true.
Is that so?
Oh, but when I look at you, I just, oh, Hector.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to introduce, for the first time on any screen, Mr. Eb Peters and Mr. Zeb Winterbottom. Give them a chord, George. Well, what's the matter now? What's the matter? Don't you see they're starting to take the picture?
Well, I can't get this darn banjo here tuned up.
Well, you got a whole darn burn.
Oh, I mean,
up a minute.
Wait a minute. Ah, shucks. Oh, that burn it busted up string when I need it the most.
Well, I told you last year to get a new one, Eb. Don't shun it.
Let's get George to play it first on the piano.
Yes, let's get going now. 1, 2, 3.
I run the old mill over here to Reubenville. My name is John.
always sing it to you. Bet your neck and you say, don't catch me for a two-turn slide. I'm being Bunko Man, all got the best of them. Once I met a couple on the Boston terrain. They said, how do you do? I said, that'll do. Have a ride along with your darn skiing game. Well, I swallow, I must be getting on. Get it up, Napoleon, it looks like rain. I'll be swift with the hay ain't pitched. Then when you're over to the farm again.
We are now going to present one of the big scenes of the review, the famous, famous battle scene. Now this scene is about a boy who enlisted and went to war as a common soldier. And as the war went on, he worked himself up through the ranks until one day the general sent for him and said, the general said, my boy, I am going to give you a very, very dangerous job. I want you to go into the enemy's country and spy out how much money there is in the mint. So the boy did. And as I say, he started out as a common soldier and ended up as a mint spy. George here will give you a little melody, and then the big battle scene begins.
Speaking. All right. Now I'll turn on them lights. Where's Hector Smith?
What's the matter? Here I am up here in Mr. Schultzenheimer's box.
All right, Smith, you come with me. We have business over at the sheriff's office.